Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie, and on today's show we'll be listening to highlights from this month's Art of Jazz concert at the Seattle Art Museum, which incidentally is beginning the 23rd year of these free concerts. The series is curated by John Gilbreth of Earshot Jazz and presented on the second Thursday of each month. This concert features the tenor saxophonist Gary Hammond's quintet. Gary grew up in the Central District of Seattle. He took up saxophone when he was a junior at Garfield High School. He was soon playing in clubs like Birdland, the 410, Blue Post, and Black and Tan, and he was making good money as a young musician. In 1969, Gary Hammond became one of the first group of black jazz musicians to gain admittance to the New England Conservatory, and he also spent time on the New York scene. He also toured and recorded with musicians like Big John Patton, Jackie Byard, Hadley Calliman, and Barbara Donald. Since returning to the family home in Seattle, Gary's been gigging and teaching and mentoring young musicians, notably at Ballard High School, where the jazz band program has been earning more attention in recent years. Joining Gary Hammond in this concert at the Seattle Art Museum are longtime collaborator Eric Esvelt on trumpet and some impressive young musicians, including Mike Eskenazi on guitar, Mike Eppert on drums, and Todd Bowers on bass. Here's the Gary Hammond Quintet in concert at the Seattle Art Museum's Art of Jazz.
Thank you very much. We'd like to start this set with an original composition written by our trumpet player, actually flugelhorn player, entitled Bop Cert.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Gary Hammond Quintet opening this concert at Seattle Art Museum with the piece by trumpet and flugelhorn player Eric Esfeldt. That was Bopsert. 88.5 KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest and live music around the area. Here's Gary Hammond.
I'd like to slow it down just slightly and play another original composition written by me called Are You For Me? Thank you.
That was Are You For Me by Gary Hammond, who was featured there on tenor sax in this concert from the Seattle Art Museum, part of the Art of Jazz series. From 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with Jazz Northwest.
You know, it's always wonderful when you can do a little Monk. The universe wouldn't be right without Monk. So right now we'd like to do one of his compositions called Episcopi.
Thank you.
Eric Espelt and Mr. Mike Eskenazi featured on that. It's one of Ballard's own. We'd like to feature our trumpet player on a beautiful ballad titled Body and Soul. And this is in the spirit of John Coltrane because we are going to play his bridge. Thank you. as you know, Mr. Eric Esfeld on trumpet. And let's hear it for Mike Eskenazi.
You're listening to an Art of Jazz concert from the Seattle Art Museum. 88.5 KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest.
We'd like to do one of Eric's originals, Love's Not Time's Fool. Thank you.
That was Love's Not Time's Fool, Eric Hesfeld's composition, concluding our highlights from this concert by the Gary Hammond Quintet in the Art of Jazz series at the Seattle Art Museum. The series is presented by Earshot Jazz, John Gilbert, Executive Director. We heard Gary Hammond on tenor sax, Eric Hesfeld on trumpet and flugelhorn, Mike Eskenazi on guitar, Todd Gowers on bass, and Mike Eppert at the drums. Several of the tunes in this concert are also available on the Hammond-Hesfeld Quintet CD, Slightly in the Tradition. Thanks to the musicians, Seattle Art Museum, and Earshot for these concerts presented on the second Thursday of each month. The next concert in the series will feature trumpeter Thomas Marriott's new group on February 8th at 5:30. 88.5 KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest and the regional jazz scene. On the jazz calendar, a special panel discussing Local 76-493, Jazz and the Racial Integration of Seattle Musicians Unions, Tuesday at the Museum of History and Industry. Before 1958, there were two musicians unions in Seattle, a white musicians union, Number 76, had jurisdiction north of Yesler, and the Black Musicians Union, Local 493, that had jurisdiction south of Yesler. The story of how they coexisted and how they integrated will be explored by a panel moderated by Carver Clark Gayton with Kurt Armbruster, author of Before Seattle Rocked, Barney Hilliard, an original member of the Dave Lewis Combo, and pianist Overton Berry, who leads his own groups. All three panelists are longtime members of the Musicians Union, originally Local 493. There are bound to be some great stories from this panel. This panel on Tuesday evening at 7 at Mohai meshes nightly with Seattle on the Spot. Meshes nicely with Seattle on the Spot, the photos of Al Smith on exhibit. These photos illustrate life in the Central District around the middle of the last century. Opening night at the exhibit was very crowded, so this is a good opportunity to view it again and also hear this panel talk about the music scene in Seattle around mid-century. Tuesday night at Mohai, South Lake Union. Also coming up next Wednesday night in Tacoma, the Tall and Small Band, co-led by Pete Chrislieb and Linda Small, will be playing at the VFW on McKinley Avenue in Tacoma. The 11-piece band is loaded with great talent, including Bill Ramsey, Travis Ranney, Jared Hall, John Hansen, and others. Speaking of Local 493, there was for a while in the 1990s a band called the Local 493 Reunion Band, and it was built around Floyd Standifer on trumpet and Jabba Ward, the tenor saxophonist. We have a recording I made at Bumbershoot in 1993 of the 493 Reunion Band with Floyd and Jabbo. Billy Wallace is on piano, Buddy Catlett on bass, and Patty Patton on drums. And they're playing a tune by Blue Mitchell called Fungi Mama. Thank you.
1983 reunion band. Come on, let's hear it for them. Mr. Floyd Standifer on the trumpet. Buddy Catlett on the bass. Jumbo Ward on reeds. Mr. Billy Wallace on the piano. And Patty Patton on the drums. The 493 Reunion Band. A bit of Seattle musical history there for you.
Definitely a slice of Seattle musical history we captured there in a recording we made at Bumbershoot in 1993 with the local 493 Reunion Band. Floyd Standifer on trumpet, Jabba Ward on tenor sax, Billy Wallace at the piano, Buddy Catlett on bass, and Patty Patton on drums, playing the Blue Mitchell tune, Fungi Mama. And a reminder once again that coming up next Tuesday night at the Museum of History and Industry is this panel discussing Local 76, 493, Jazz and Racial Integration, presented by the Museum of History and Industry and the Northwest African American Museum. The panel will be moderated by Carver Clark Gayden, and the panelists include Overton Berry, Kurt Armbruster, and Barney Hilliard, all of whom are members of Local 493. This in conjunction with the current display at the Museum of History and Industry, Seattle on the Spot, the photographs of Al Smith about mid-century life in the Central District. If you missed any part of today's program or you want to hear it again, it's available as a podcast at jazznw.org. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.